and you tell me that you're not the Indian place.
You have the wrong number, I told you.
Is this a stupid Indian? Tell me now, where's my food?
Motherfucker, don't ever call this number.
Bonk
out. Got your number, I'm going to, you know, get your number.
If you have my number, call me back,
okay?
I doubt. You fucking liar.
Okay?
Bonk you.
Fucking liar.
Fucking shit. Bastard. Vagina.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
What? 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 Who are you? What do you want? What? Stupid woman. You're a woman. You know that? You're a fucking woman.
Fucking idiot. Oh, let me call and I'll say anything.
I have an idea. I think they're on the phone. I don't know if you're watching this video. I think they call like this, like... Thank you for your call.
You're stupid when you call. When you pick up the phone, you go...
I'm going to turn my cell phone off. Alright, everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. It's Carlito, Madhouse Radio, starting off to a spectacular start.
I am bisexual. I'm
spectacular start. We got a lot of things to get to. Lonesome Loser's back for the first time since we came back. Good to see Lonesome Loser again. Hey, Lonesome Loser. Mr. Loser. A lot of numbers coming in from him already. If you want to hang out with us over in MadhouseLive.com, it'd be much appreciated. Be sure to visit the... You know, I redid MadhouseLive.com. Thank you, Tuck, for making one image for me. I appreciate it. MadhouseLive.com.
Oh, yeah.
MadhouseLive.com.
Hey, you got one image, kid.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for breaking me off an image. Tuck is here. TuckerMike.com is his website, I believe. How are you?
Yeah, TuckerMike.com is fine.
That's good. I'm
still up as far as I'm out.
Good for TuckerMike.com. That's very good news. Looking for my cigar cutter. A lot of things in the news tonight, huh? I mean, I was going to start. I had a list of things to talk about, and the Michael Jackson guys. Any ideas on that? Oh, poor Michael Jackson. So is it going to be like when Richard Nixon died, everyone just said a lot of good things about him? Because people used to really fuck around about him all the time and make jokes and jokes about...
Fred Fawcett died too, by the way, if you, you know...
Who?
Care about that.
Who? I had it written down here, Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah
and I,
Fawcett.
Look, I'm going to... If you don't believe me, hang on, let me... Oh, fuck, I feel back here. Oh, damn it. I had a list written down of stuff I had to do today. And then actually ended up having to change it at the last minute. Because we can only fit so much into the show at once. There you go. Take a look. I have taken in... I had deaths, and I had Farrah Fawcett, and then I crossed her out for Michael Jackson. But I left Ed McMahon up there. So I'm sorry we can't get the Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
What do you... Okay, well, you take it. Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, well, whatever.
She had pretty hair, right? She had pretty hair. She was a pretty hair girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice nipples that got up her swimsuit.
Nice nipples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it, really.
Which one? Was she the one that, No, that was a different one. What? She was in an old show, though.
The blonde one.
The blonde one. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, Michael Jackson. That was kind of weird. I mean, no one was really expecting that one. I was on my way home. And I heard it on Howard 100 News.
I was blue.
I had a Howard 100 News update.
He's never going to die.
The Howard 100 News update had, like, his fucking... They announced it, like, around 5:15. I was like, that's kind of weird. That's got to be a joke. So I kind of half heard it. I was like, they said, Michael Jackson. I was like, Michael Jackson went to the hospital again. Okay. I'm like busy not, you know, messing, either looking to the side of the road or something. I'm busy driving.
Right, that part, right.
And then it ends. And I said, wait a minute. Did he say CPR heart attack? And I said, wait a minute. All right. Michael Jackson's in the hospital again, but he said, did they say they were performing CPR? Huh? That sounds kind of serious. And I sat there for a second and said, all right, fine. And I moved it up to the CNN channel on Sirius. And Wolf Blitzer was talking about Michael Jackson. I said, oh, okay, well, maybe he's just, you know, maybe he just had a heat exhaustion thing again. Maybe he was practicing and went, you know, like he always does. But no, not this time. This time, dead. Dead.
Right.
All right, that's,
wow.
That's,
I know.
Yeah. Imagine that. And now they're like, oh, all these people I was listening to, like, watching, rather, on CNN, just going off and off about how it's, oh, you know, he was, you know, he was very frail in the last parts of his days, and his skin was like paper and this and that. And like, what can you do? I mean, that's the guy, that's the way the guy lived his life.
Well, yeah, he was, you know, touched him when he bruised.
I mean, you think someone's going to die. What are you going to do about it? Hello, Madhouse Radio, go ahead. Hello, man. See, it's a stupid asshole again.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Little boy. Little boy, don't be afraid. I'm your friend. I'm Carlito. Look at me. I'm looking into the camera. If you're watching with me on the camera, you're my friend, little boy. Talk to me on the phone. You can say hi. Hey, go ahead. It's okay. Say hi. No? All right. Little boy, a little nervous. Too bad, little boy. Tuck was nervous when he used to call in at first, but he finally got over that. He nervous no more. We're going to call Milkman here. Milkman,
don't give a shit.
Milkman's still on his way from work, I think. I don't think he's getting out of work for like another hour or something.
Connect you. He's walking through the
clouds. Hey, asshole.
Yellow.
So why did you call before and not say anything? Why did you just sit there? What was that about?
That wasn't me. That was one of the disgruntled. That's one of the disgruntled Michael Jackson fans.
That's funny how it's the same number I just redialed and you picked up.
Hmm.
No. There was we took a call in the middle of the intro of some person who just sat there with the phone up their ass and didn't say anything. And now that I traced the call, it was you, wasn't it, Milkman?
Mm-hmm. No, I am a disgruntled Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you're in Los Angeles. How's is there any demonstrations? Are you afraid for your life? You think there'll be a riot?
Dude, outside the refinery right now, they've got the National Guard encircling the Peru refinery.
Jesus, see, I knew it was...
They're wanting to come in here and get free gas.
Yeah, well, this day was coming one day. What can you do? Hey? You know?
And it was bound to happen.
It was bound to happen.
He looked ABC.
Now, everybody's like, oh, he was so frail. And, oh, I heard a few times on CNN, several people said, wait until the stories come out of the bad people he surrounded himself with that used him. And so if it was so well known, why didn't anybody do anything to help the crazy? He was, I don't know, he was a weird guy. He kind of felt, you know why I kind of feel bad is because I grew up, I was born in 79. I just turned 30. And that when I was born, he was 20. So as a matter of fact, so you can imagine, you know, in his peak of his career, that's, you know, that was the kind of music that I grew up listening to back then. You know, kids really love Michael Jackson.
He really is, dude. I mean, you know, he's a tragedy. He's a real tragic character.
Yeah, he's a creepy.
Look at the talent. I mean, not very many people followed him when he was younger and seen how he developed before he reached the freaky Thriller stage. That's a Thriller. He got that hair burn. Remember? Okay, what happened? A lot of people don't
that was funny. Remember that? He did a Pepsi commercial? Yeah.
And then his hair got burnt. That's where he got into this skin grafting thing and all that shit. And then he started getting into the knife.
You know what I want to hear about Milkman? I want to hear about you. Did you hear that he sacrificed like 36 cows to get at Steven Spielberg about that movie Hook? Something like
when
he killed.
Oh, man. Hook. That was a great movie.
Yeah, but he wanted to be Peter Pan and said they gave it to Robin Williams. And I'm not kidding you, and he got really mad, and he apparently sacrificed a bunch of cows in Mexico in, like, the Baja Peninsula.
Ooh, man.
You never heard about it? He did it to get... Yeah, he's a very anti-Semitic guy, apparently. Like, he was a very anti-Semitic guy. And I think because of that, he went to hell, because Jesus doesn't love him, because Jesus was a Jew.
Well, he grew up Jehovah's Witness.
You know what I remember, Milkman?
What's that?
I was like,
We're playing taps right now. I was about 10 years old, and I was looking in the grocery store with my mom. I was in the grocery store with my mom. We were checking out, and the world news, you know, the fake news that they make? Remember that fake, you know, tabloid, you know, Bat Boy's out and this and that or whatever?
Onion News?
Yeah, well, whatever. It's like the world, the daily, whatever that fake tabloid that's obviously fake. Anyway, I was reading through it, you know, while we're in the checkout aisle. And, you know, my mom's handling and paying. And I said, hey, Mom, it says here it has predictions for, you know, the 1990s. I think it was, like, December of, like, 89 or something. It's like, oh, really? That's funny. What does it say? And I said, it said that Michael Jackson will actually moonwalk on the moon. And I remember she told me, oh, she said, God would never let that happen, that sick person goes on the moon. God would never let that happen. Like, she said it seriously. I was like, what? She's like, yes, that man is, like, she was, like, really anti-Michael Jackson or something. Because you know what? I got a great story. I'll give this story later. But the one time I really freaked out my mom when I was about 4 years old, and my Thriller album got broken. My Thriller cassette tape. It was my dad's Thriller cassette tape. She, you know the... You know how Puerto Ricans, they have that... it's like a big... You know, it's called a pilon, you know? It's where... Pilon, you know what it is? How would you describe it? It's like this big, giant wooden bowl with a big pestle, like a mortar and pestle, but on a big size. And use it to smash plantains. Well, she took the Michael Jackson CD and she put it in there. She smashed it up with the mortar and pistol thing. because what happened was, this is funny. My mom was taking a nap. I was 4 years old. And I was listening to the Thriller album, and I was listening to the song Thriller. You know, there's a part where the music stops and this guy with a very satanic voice comes up? So I thought it was a funny idea if I played that to scare my mom. So I turned
the surprise guy.
Well, here's what I did. I turned it up. I turned that part just by itself, really loud. And then I remember I went to the sink and I grabbed a long, like the butcher knife, and I played it really loud. And she was taking a nap in the guest bedroom, and I started walking in really slowly with like a half dumb smile on my face. And it freaked her out, and she started, like, saying, like, the Virgin Mary, like, the Hail Mary, and invoking the saints, and she thought I was possessed, and she crushed the cassette, and then she called my grandma to ask if she thought I was possessed, and should they take me to the church. I remember, to this day, like, that was so crazy. She's very traditional Puerto Rican Catholic, you know, and I freaked her out with that. She thought I was possessed by the Michael Jackson music. So naturally she was like, oh my God, I gotta destroy this, you know, devil music stuff, you know. I knew that Michael Jackson, you know, he's a black kind of thing, you know. She was like, kind of had that attitude about it, and she destroyed the fucking thing. Yeah, and to this day, I haven't really brought it up to her, but I remember for
a fact.
A
voice. No, Mom, it's not true. Yeah. He's going to touch you. He'll grab you and touch you. And he'll give you Jesus to
it.
He's a bad black man.
He's a bad black. My mom would totally say something like that. I'm pretty sure that's why. That's why. Yeah, my dad was like, well, you know, she's like, fucking Christ, you destroyed my damn, you know. You destroyed my damn, oh my God, my my cassette. He wasn't too happy about it, but she's like, no, he became possessed.
That was a couple days ago, wasn't it?
That Michael Jackson Thriller song is about death and the devil and stuff, so. I'm gonna play that part real quick. Yeah. It's like somewhere in the end. I have no idea. I think it was cut in some versions. Here we go, this is it. So you can imagine my mom at the time who was barely able to understand and speak English. Just sees her 4-year-old son with this blasting in the background walking with a butcher knife. It wasn't a butcher knife, it was like a meat cleaver. So she thought I was possessed by the devil. She was convinced that Michael Jackson was the devil. She never lived that down until the very end. I remember that. And another funny story was Pee Wee Herman, before he came out
He does take little boys.
Yeah, true. Well, there you go. Well, Pee Wee Herman, when he was big, when he had the show on CBS, I used to watch it every week, and my dad would always come by and say, I don't want you to watch that fucking show. That guy, there's something wrong with that guy. There's something wrong with that guy, son. And he wouldn't tell me, you know, what was wrong with him, that he was, you know, half queer or whatever. He says, no, I don't want you to watch that shit. His head.
Everybody
knew that. Yeah. So the funny thing is, I was about 3 years before he ended up, like, getting busted in Sarasota for jerking off in the adult theater and all that. And now, of course, he's fucking nuts. But, yeah, that was pretty funny. He was actually right about that one. He was quite actually right about that one.
That guy with a fruitcake from Long.
I guess this is Crazy Fucker from California, or someone with the same pseudonym says, Carlito, Michael Jackson died, leaves more little boys for you to molest. Thank you very much. Very appropriate of you to say.
I have to be praying hamster.
I don't care what the fuck you say, Crazy Fucker.
Care.
I do care of the fact that you've left a ton of drunk dial voicemails, which I still have to play. Let's see if I can get a. I'll see if I remember how to log in. I can do it online. I got like phone something service where I can play my voicemails online.
Milkman?
No, Crazy Fucker called me like at 3 o'clock in the morning, like 5 or 6 times straight, just drunk dialing my ass.
Awesome.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Crazy Fucker, for giving us content.
Thank you, man. Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
Okay, so that's official.
All right.
Not
so,
just for now, and then we will be reduced to this by.
All right. Yeah. So we got other shit to talk about eventually. All right. I don't know what that's playing. We got other shit to talk about eventually, but for now we're just going to continue doing our normal show.
Yeah. What about Farrah Fawcett, dude? Do you remember her?
Yeah. I mean, what was she in again? I know she was one of those older ladies that still look good.
Charlie's Angels, dude. It was about in the 70s. This is about like 76. But you got to remember, like, back then, that people like weren't used to like seeing like anything sexual. It was like, you know, everybody had to have like clothes on. There wasn't no low cuts. There wasn't no cussing. It was different than it is nowadays. Really, just about anything goes compared to then.
Yeah.
And she had this poster.
In the mainstream.
It's like the all-time greatest selling poster, dude. She had these little like D cup titties, man. But she had these like nipples that were like C cup.
Wait a minute, she was the one with the poster where she was like in a bikini, but she was like sitting down.
She had the big nipples sticking out, and
I remember that poster.
Probably of all time.
Get with the times, kid.
It was so risque. I mean, now it's, you know, it's like ooh whoopee, but back then, dude, it was a big deal, man. That was like helped to break the ground for that.
How many times you jerk off to that, Milkman? Be honest.
Oh, dude, man! No, I was always a Jacqueline fan. I wasn't really much. I never was a big blonde fan, man. I always liked Jacqueline.
Bullshit! You know what you did? I know you did that dirty thing. You did it while watching that, didn't you? That nasty.
Frankie the monkey.
Yeah, right.
Frankie the monkey.
That dirty fucking thing you do, Milkman.
You're speaking the monkey because that's what the devil.
Dude, I shave my palms regularly.
Listen to Michael Jackson.
Right. So we should play it. We should play.
Is my girl in there, man?
No, she's not. We should play Michael Jackson song, but that's just too gay. I got a few of them. I don't have anything really good, except for the one I played at the beginning of the show.
Beat It.
I'm going to play Beat It. Beat It.
You got the you got the theme song to the gay show, then? That's about the same thing, isn't it?
Let's see what I got. Stranger in Moscow. What's Stranger in Moscow? Didn't he write that about Diana
Mary
Ross?
Jean. How about Mary Jean?
Mary Jean? Billie Jean, you moron. Good one. Alright, anyway, we'll play this for him right here.
Okay.
I would help. And, okay, we'll be right back with the first prank call. I have no idea what the first prank call is going to be. Guess what?
Nunu has a good point.
Roulette.
Nunu has a really good point.
Oh, no. Call UK to tell people about Michael Jackson dying because some people might have gone to sleep early and so would not know. What time did Jackson die in that time zone?
Anybody that's here.
11 p.m.?
Oh
my god. And guess what, Nunu, guess what, I've got a full phone card juice, all juiced up for UK numbers. We could call UK all night, tell them about Jackson Michael. Alright, Lonesome Loser, make it so. UK numbers, my good man. We'll give out the contact information in a little bit.
Alright,
you both of you are going to shut up. Prank call coming up, thank you.
Hi, Doctor, how may I help you?
Yes, hello, this is a warm-up phone call. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, I'd like to order a warm plate, please.
Oh, yes, hold on.
All right, warm, please.
Excuse me?
It needs to be warm.
Yes, hold on.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Who is this?
This is me, Sanjay.
Sanjay, good deal. Hey, man. I was going to use that name once. Listen, what's the hold up with me putting the order for a hot plate, for a warm plate?
Sorry?
I want a warm plate. I want to make an order for a warm plate, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want?
Make an order for a warm plate.
One plate what?
Of food. Warm.
Miss, what do you want? Just tell me, sir.
What the? I want a plate. I want to order a plate, please.
You want to order one plate?
Yes.
One plate of what?
Well, do the papadons come in plates or in a box?
To-go is on a box, sir.
Okay, what about a plate?
Just hold on, sir.
Don't go away for a long time, please. Okay? Sanjay. Bastard. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes, I wanted a warm plate, please.
I'm sorry?
I wanted to order that plate. Can you have put me down for that plate?
Which plate?
I ordered the plate. Sanjay knows. Who is this? Is this Sanjay also?
No, this is not Sanjay. Who you want to talk to?
Well, Sanjay was taking my order. Maybe I should talk to him again.
Actually, he's busy with another customer.
Oh, how convenient. How convenient. How convenient. Did he put down what he had in my order? Ask him real quick. No, you got to interrupt him because I came first. Ask him what my order was so far,
okay,
please.
Hold on a second.
I'm not repeating orders here. What is this, huh?
Actually, even Sanjay is not aware of your order.
Well, yeah,
let
take...
know what you want.
Well, I already told him. I mean, did he write it down? Or should I repeat it?
He didn't understand what you want.
The plate that I want.
What plate do you want?
The warm plate. It needs to be warm.
Warm plate?
Well, he said that the papadums come in boxes, right? Not in plates? When you order them to go?
Actually, we put them in plastic sacks.
Oh, bags? Like, do you recycle the bags? Like from when you go to the store, or are they fresh bags?
Oh, they're the fresh bags. No, we don't recycle them.
Are they the ones that say thank you, or do they have the smiley face?
Yeah, those are the ones.
The thank you, how many times it says thank you?
I'm sorry?
Does it say thank you like 3 times or 4?
Actually, I don't know.
But
what do you want to order?
It says
what
it more than once, right? Huh?
Huh? What do you want to order?
Well, my friend told me about that. There's a dish that one, you know, the plate?
Which plate?
His...
Do you have access to the internet?
Well, he wrote it down here, but I don't know if I know how to pronounce it.
He didn't write anything on the check.
No. No, my friend, okay? He wrote down, but I don't know if I can pronounce it, so...
Okay, just spell it for me.
Do you want me to try?
Yeah, just spell it for me.
Hang on, let me... It's on the desk. All right, he put it on a post-it note. It says, one plate... says B A H N and then C H O D. I think that's a D. That's a D or a P. I think it says Banchod.
Okay, just pronounce it.
Banchod.
Okay.
I think that's what he said.
Can you have a phone number, please? Anything else?
Well, how much is it? How long will it be?
Anything else?
No, that's it. But how much is my bill? I need to go to the ATM.
Anything else? He knows what I said.
Well, he was right.
That's a nice warm-up. All right. Good deal. All right, cool. We'll call him back in a little bit and ask him where my bond chart is. Yeah, my boncho, because I don't have it yet. Oh. Please. All right. Crazy Fucker says he wishes Bush died instead of the King of Pop. All right, well, you and a lot of other people. I forgot Milkman.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm just calling.
Who's this?
I just called to say hello.
Hello. Good, you listen to the show. You're enjoying yourself.
Yes, I am.
What about that Michael? You think Michael Jackson's going to heaven or hell?
Black or white?
Black
or white? Which one are you talking about? Which Michael Jackson?
The one that died today, the white guy.
No, but the black version of Michael Jackson or the white one?
No, I'm not talking about like the Elvis stamp. I'm asking if you think he's going to heaven or hell now that he died.
I have no idea. Don't ask me.
How old are you? You're like 13.
I don't have to give you that information.
Oh, we have to give the information. All right, fine. I don't have to give you any information either.
Okay, don't.
Right, well, fine, please, fine. Please, what do you want? What's the problem? You're going to be fresh with me, then don't get afraid. Don't call me to be fresh with me. You know who I am? I'm Car fucking Lito. All right, Mr. Guest, thank you for calling in.
You got Freak Radio.
Wait, I'm not done.
All right, what else?
I don't know, I just want to listen to you talk.
Well, you can do that on the computer. Milkman,
yeah,
you want
I am, too.
All right, whatever. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to do a prank call. You're going to stay on the line, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right, good, thank you.
Jesus Christ, let me call Milkman back.
Hello? Asshole.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, who's that juvenile?
He hung up like a pussy. Like a pussy, he hung up. I told him to stand in line. He hung up. I wanted you to talk to him. He hung up.
Everyone sounds like Richie Randall, man.
Richie Randall. Sounds like the next kid I'm going to have to block. No worries. It takes me like 10 seconds to block somebody. Anyway, all right, Milkman, sorry about that. Did you get to hear the call? Or did I cut you off? Did I not comfort you in?
You never tripped me back. Oh. In, I got my partner here, Hirsch, man.
It was just a warm-up. It was a Bonchute call. But it was a warm-up. It was nice and, you know.
We got a famous rap star in our audience here, man, listening.
Right. Right. Thank you.
I'm serious, man.
Whatever. What do you want? When do you get home? I'm not going to have you on the phone all the time, the whole time now. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you going to pay attention to me or pay attention to people at work? What's the deal? If you're going to be on the phone, if you're going to be on the show, then it's to pay attention on the show.
What's more important, work or the show?
What's more important, work or show? Why don't you just leave out the job right now? Come on, Milkman, do it.
Do it.
Go on the 30-minute break and just hang out. Go to the car and talk to us.
What are you wearing?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to hang up on you, seriously, if you don't start being, you know, pay attention to me only. I don't want you to work at all. If you're going to call in, if you're going to work, you hang up the phone, you call back, and when you don't have to work, all right? Good?
I'm interested.
Whatever. I'm just messing with you. We're going to do another prank call. Milkman, we're going to do another prank call. Funky Zone. Milkman, you didn't hear the last calls that we did to Funky Zone, did you?
No, you didn't include me, dude. You prank somebody else.
You little fucking shit. You insignificant ant. You dog, I hold your leash, Milkman.
Ouch, that hurt. Don't push so hard.
I've got him here if you want to... Well, you can't hear him, though. You can't hear them. I'm going to play one of them, though, real quick for everyone else.
I drew a maze, man. Say, hey, girl.
What date was that, anyway? I might have not saved it. Oh, that would be bad. Hang on. Maybe I didn't. I edited it all up, but I don't think I saved it. 03. That's March. That's March. It's April. Huh. Oh, well, never mind.
I've seen a couple of calls I did on that show, dude.
Okay, yeah, but they were good calls. You missed them. We'll try to post them online later this weekend. Milkman, did you see that I fixed up the Madhouse Radio website, madhouselive.com? Everyone should go there right now and check it out.
That's awesome, man. Look at that.
Looks a lot better.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, beautiful, man. All right.
Look at all those naked chicks on there, man.
Good, man. Funky Zone's coming up. Don't go anywhere, okay? All right.
Wow, man. Don't tell people that you got to make a picture of her on there.
All right.
Nina.
Is it Narc?
All right.
Funky Zone?
Hello, Funky Zone.
Yes?
Yes, sir. What time do you close tonight?
We close at 9.
Do you have Jester rolling papers?
Rolling paper?
Can you put special order for Jester rolling papers if you don't have it? It's very good rolling paper. It's natural. Has no bleach fibers.
يسيب بالله وين اللي شو اسمه هذا اللي اتصلت فيك هذيك مرة وضايقنا
هلو
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Can you please see if you have... I don't know if you carry Jester rolling papers, or do you know if you could put a special order if I pay for it?
Yeah, okay. Sounds
like
good.
Like a box?
Okay.
Okay. So, yes or no? Habibi. He's an asshole. He's an asshole, just like you, Milkman. I'll call him right back.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
And we lost Milkman again in the process. Things are getting slow here in Madhouse Radio. I want to let you all know, if you weren't paying attention, Google Voice, which is the service we use to make free prank calls anonymously, anywhere in the United States of America, using your regular phone. Also, you can call the UK and other various English-speaking countries and other international destinations for a pretty decent price. That's Google Voice. Be sure to go to Google and check out Google Voice. If you go there, if you do check it out, keep in mind that they're getting ready to start giving invites out again. That's the system we use. I recommend it. If you're a prank call fan, be on the lookout for Google Voice. Sign up for an invite now over the Google Voice website. I may have the ability to send invites pretty soon. If that does occur, I will send a mass message out, and you send me your email address, and I'll get you in Google Voice. Hey, how about that? After I fulfill my requirements. Ed McMahon also died. Ed McMahon, you know, big drinker. And Michael Jackson dies before him?
Yes.
Hi-oh. I tried to throw those in and went, eh. Let's try that again. This is how Ed McMahon would throw it like this. Yeah, see that one went flying away like a pelican. All right, cool. Google Voice invites going out. We already talked about that. Oh, yeah, I also did want to mention one other thing. We already talked about the new website redo. Best of year, end of the year special of the Madhouse fiscal year, that is, our 4-year anniversary show coming up, believe it or not, in 3 weeks. So now's the time if you want to go over to the Madhouse Live website, madhouselive.com. Go to the prank call section, click on prank calls on the main page or wherever you're at, and go into the forums. Also, if you'd like, and just, probably the best thing to do is go to the forums. Go to the Madhouse forums. That's madhouselive.com. Go to the forums and go to the prank call section in the forums. And
these
then
weeks, you're shitting me.
Look at the ones that are dated, you know, since June of 2008. Anything older than June of 2008, if you think it's worthy of it, post a message in there. I'll be looking out for them. And those are the ones that I'll include for the Best of the Year show, the countdown. Also, the new CD. We've got a new CD coming out in August, and looking forward to that. Already in the works.
Yeah, cool.
If you haven't gotten a chance to yet, we have a free prank call CD for you. If you click, you get a delivery very, very fast of it. Go over to madhouselive.com and click on the free CD. Cover designed by Tuck, and that is, of course, How's Your Fat Ass Doing? That's our first album, which was released almost a year ago. Be sure to get your free copy if you haven't yet. That's free prank call CD. What's wrong with that? All right, two numbers in the UK coming in. The first one is for Wilfred Jennings, and the last one is for Harold Jennings. Wilfred and Harold Jennings. They're located in England. See if I wonder if they're old. Sounds old, right? Those are old people names, I think. Holy crap. Should try to get Milkman a call back after this one. I'm really hungry. I haven't had dinner yet. I'll be right back. Let's play some real music here.
Hey, I'm calling back. You disconnected me.
No, you hung up.
You disconnected.
Alright, make yourself useful, little boy. We're going to call the UK, alright, and try not to fuck things up. You probably will, alright?
I promise I will. I'll try my hardest.
Good for you. Fuck you, McCartney. Michael Jackson should have kicked his ass and raped him and made him humble. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, hi, sir. Mr. Jennings, I'm just making the rounds and calling everybody on the list. Apparently, I don't know if you're aware, but Michael Jackson passed away. Did you hear?
No.
It's horrible, I know. He was going to be in town. He was going to do a show and everything here in England.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with the American consulate. I'm just calling to let you know that Michael Jackson has passed away and to please remain calm.
There are some reported, reports of, various riots and looting and by people having their way and stuff in the United States. Everything stays calm over here.
Uh-huh.
I have a Michael Jackson child here, one of his children friend from the Neverland Ranch, and he has a statement to say to you also.
I'm afraid I'm that old, now I don't need to buy anything.
Well, I'm afraid you're... No, we're not going to sell you anything, old man. We're just telling you to pray for Michael Jackson. He died.
Yes.
Well, are you going to pray or not?
No.
Why not? You think he's a devil? You know they used to say Elvis was a devil. Son of a bitch. Hey, stupid, what's with the breathing?
Me?
Yeah, you. What was with the loud breathing? Was that supposed to be funny?
When was I breathing loud?
You mean I have an instant on instant replay. I can play it back for everyone to hear that you started breathing loud like an amateur.
Thoughts.
You're an amateur.
All right.
That's good.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you next week, all right, buddy? See you.
No, don't hang up.
Okay. Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
I
all right. Don't go anywhere. All right. We'll do one more. Don't go anywhere.
Stupid. Anyway, all right, so that was,
throw it to him and see what he is.
All right. He's got one left in him. We'll be right back with the next prank call tonight. We're going to call the UK again. We're going
to
talk to Lindsay Love.
Just have him start it.
Yeah.
Ryan from Mexico. Hello?
Yes, hello. Why did it take so long for you to pick up the phone? Hello? Hello, sir? Damn it. She hung up right as I hung up the phone. She picked up right as I hung up the phone. I tried to recover and I failed. After all that waiting, folks, she finally picked up. Fuck! Motherfucker, her. Try her back. I know the minute I hang up, this bitch is gonna pick up. I just know it.
Hello?
This is Lindsay.
Yeah.
Why did you hang up on me earlier? I was calling with a special message. I need to confirm.
Excuse me, it's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning.
I need to confirm this is Lindsay Love. I have an important message from the United States.
I don't care. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. You just woke my fucking kids up now.
Ma'am, somebody has passed away. I need to inform you of this. They can listen to me, fucking cunt.
I don't care for woke kids up. Listen to my fucking message. Michael fucking Jackson died, alright? Sidekick Chuck coming on tonight. Is he still off on vacation or something like that? Huh? I'm saying, what's the matter with him? Let me know somebody in Syndicate.
She's very similar to the pub lady.
Sidekick Chong. Let's see if he comes on tonight. The pub, that's right. The British pub. We could call that, couldn't we? The Bull's Head pub. That's funny. When I was on my honeymoon on my cruise, I was playing blackjack and the dealer was it was British. Then he's like, so what do you do? And I told him, I don't know. And I do an internet radio show. He's like, oh, really? What's it about? I said, prank calls. He's like, oh, really? I like prank calls. And like, he's like, so where are you from? I told him, I'm from Orlando. I'm like, what about you? He's like, I'm from Manchester, England. I said, oh, that's pretty funny. One of my best prank calls is to a pub in Manchester. He started to laugh. He's like, really? And I gave him the website to the show. He probably never looked it up, but that'd be pretty funny if he did. I ended up calling in Mr. Blackjack Dealer that took my money.
It'd be pretty funny if it was the guy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, we're calling someone else in England. Shut
this
up.
Great. Better for a little bit. Oh, that was me and my wife. Or...
Derp, 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 derp. I'm going to take a break. I got to get some meat. Matter of fact, let's call Athena, see if the meat's ready.
Hello.
Hey, Tits, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on?
You're live on the air. I had a question for you.
All right.
Is that meat ready yet or not?
Probably not.
How long do you think it's got left?
About a half an hour.
Really? So I got to wait another half hour to take a break? All right. Well, I'm just calling to check in, just checking on my meat, my dinner, because someone didn't cook my dinner on time again. All right?
All right.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
30 minutes. My ass. See what time it is, guys? 11:30. I'm going to have dinner at 11:30 at night. And guess who didn't have to work today? Mm-hmm. Not me. I worked. Just saying. Just saying. Maybe KDK was right.
Never, never get married.
Yeah, that's him laughing at me. Alrighty, next prank call. Calling the UK again. Let's see if we can get someone to pick up this time.
Barry Dust is in there also. With your wide eyes as always.
Fucking ass. We'll take a break, but that would mean I would have to have a sandwich instead of my regular dinner. Motherfucker.
Hello!
Week show tonight, everybody. We're still having a good time. It's alright. Do the best we can. Madhouse Radio.
Hello, man. Turn the phone down. Hello.
If you want to call in, you can. The toll-free line is open. It's 1-888-278-8509 again. That's 1-888-278-8509. Crazy Fucker reporting he likes his white boys. All right, cool. Michael Jackson, I'm sure you do like your white boys.
The phone rings, but I don't hear anyone on the phone now.
Big what's up to Big Fat Ass Pig Ass Outlaw, who apparently thinks I do a 45-minute intro and then an hour of bad pranks. Thank you, Big Outlaw, for, you know, being a team player here, and that's why I will never promote you again. And I have words for you. Yeah, and I met Big Outlaw when I was up north. He came up for that bachelor party thing, and I'll tell you what, I had words of him right in his face. That's why he doesn't like me right now. But I know something private about him. I'm not going to share. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not the kind of person that shares people's private information, private property information, private personal
information. Well, you brought it up, so share it now.
Well, it's call number 5 of the night. We'll have the ability to find out exactly what I know about Pig Outlaw. Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, big man? How you doing, Andy? Sorry, I didn't mean to call you big man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you been, man? Good. Good. I you're back in Florida. Everybody's very happy.
Yes. I made it alive. I gained a lot of weight on that cruise, man.
Yeah, you look really fat.
Yeah, I do, right? I'll be like 5 or 6
You look very ethnic and fat.
All right, so was that real what you told me about that trade today? Rafer Austin, Courtney Lee, and Tony Battee?
Yeah, that's why I'm still awake. I'm so excited.
So Vince Carter, but who's Ryan Anderson? Is he a white guy?
He's a young guy.
He's a young guy. He'll
come off the bench.
Okay, all right. Well, we got Vince Carter. So Vince Carter's coming back to town. He's from Daytona.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had family in Daytona. He had family in the city we grew up in.
Get back.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Get back.
I heard they raped you.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so you're looking forward. I mean, you think it's a good trade? We're losing Courtney Lee. I kind of liked him. He was pretty good.
He's a you know, bad guy to lose.
All right. Is Vince Carter playing? I mean,
Ito's going to leave, I bet.
Yeah, but how long has Vince Carter been in the league? For about 10 years
many
now,
years.
I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Many years. He's still got it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still got it. Yeah. Well, we need a good veteran, I think. I think that's one of the reasons why we didn't maybe do as well as we could have in the finals. We didn't have any veteran players.
I'm looking at you with your jersey on. Why don't you go ahead and play?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not a veteran. I have no experience. Yeah, right, you know, you're the one that says, you know, if you're going to wear a jersey, you have to be able to play. Is that the kind of thing?
Yeah, I think you shouldn't wear a jersey if you're, like, more than 10 pounds overweight either.
Yeah, I guess so.
You got the T-shirt up, the jersey.
Yeah, fuck that, yeah.
You should just have the jersey on so your fat roll can hang out of the side.
No, I'm not going to show that to people. Like, when, you know,
you
like...
You air yourself out.
Yeah, I did take my shirt off the entire honeymoon for the... every time I went to the beach or the pool, I didn't actually go shirtless.
Well, you did or you didn't?
I did, actually.
No,
and that's
you.
A first for me. It was, you know, it took a lot of, you know, took a lot of heart.
You're growing up.
Yeah, growing up, I'm actually thinking of it. Well, Puerto Rico is not, you know, it's pretty much, you know, it's cool to be a fat guy walking around without a shirt on, apparently.
Yeah.
I saw it a lot, so
yeah,
it wasn't a big deal.
They're wondering, like, you're not hairy enough to be there.
Yeah, so you had a good time at the wedding, I see?
Yeah.
And it sucked. I wanted to get drunk with you that last half hour while there was still an open bar. But
yeah.
I got dragged. Yeah, I was trying to. I grabbed like 3 beers. All right, let's hang out. We talked for a while, and then I got dragged every other way.
That was dang.
Yeah, but it was good to see you have a good time. Atlantic City was quite the interesting trip, wasn't it? Yeah, you were saying
it kind of sucked. I was hoping it'd be a lot more like slimy and sleazy than it was. It was too clean and new, and I was disappointed there.
I told Athena about that chubby kid that we told get that one girl's number.
He looks like a little rascal, Spanky.
Yeah, right. We're eating hot dogs on the side of the road, and he comes by. Hey, that's my friend!
That was your bathroom. You were eating hot dogs. entertaining the hot dog guy. He loved us.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He fucking back and walked by. I go, hey, way to go, buddy. How are you doing that strip? He's like, I got her number. I
yeah.
Was like, didn't.
No,
you didn't. Liar.
Yeah, his friend was like, oh, no. No, he didn't.
You fucking little fat liar. Yeah. He's a little fat kid with a crew cut.
Yeah, I don't
good
think
guy, though. Spanky.
I forgot to tell everybody that I made Andy drive around for 2 hours.
Yeah.
My phone stopped working. Like, my phone does that thing, man. I was thinking the whole time. I was like, I can't pull one of those again on Andy. I'm going to make sure when he calls me, I'm going to be here. I'm not going to fuck around. And, you know, I was telling Athena this, and then, like, an hour goes by, and we're like, yeah, I guess there was bad traffic because of Memorial Day coming from Philly. I'm like, okay.
No, that wasn't the case at all.
It wasn't the case at all. So finally, like,
my constant phone calls went unanswered.
Yeah, well, it's funny because
I got I took a long tour of the Harrisburg ghetto. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, Athena tells me one point, why don't you call?
I know where not to buy property.
Yeah, she was telling me, why don't you call Andy, see where he's at, make sure he's okay. I'm like, I'm not going to be like his mom, like, calling him, oh, are you okay? You know, and then I go check on him, and then I finally like decided to, you know, just to call. You're like, mother, you like, you took it so well. But basically, what was going on was Andy was trying to call my phone, and my phone wouldn't ring. It was fucked up. I had to restart the phone.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, and then when I finally got around to doing it, but hey, and you, but you weren't that far away actually. But yeah,
no, I somehow I was close by.
Yeah,
because I was everywhere in that city at one time or other. I drove on every street, you know, for that 5 hours I was driving around.
All right.
And then I met some real nice people at the Burger King.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And then I drove through the very frightening Harrisburg ghetto. You wouldn't expect that there.
Yeah, right? But that's what I heard. Athena was telling me it's kind of dicey. That's where the 7-Elevens are, she told me. Wherever the 7-Elevens are in Harrisburg, she said it's not pretty good. It's a bad
part of town. Stay away from the 7-Elevens and the Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Yeah. How about that Turkey Hill iced tea? Did you like it?
The what?
The Turkey Hill iced tea. I told you to try, right? Did you get a chance to try
Turkey
some of that?
Turkey Hill iced tea.
Yeah, that one gas station I told you had the best iced tea in the fucking world.
Oh, iced tea.
Iced tea. Yeah. Iced tea. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, I thought. Well, the diet ones are phenomenal. We still got some in the fridge here. We actually brought a whole, like, a few gallons with us. Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, you missed a hell of a honeymoon, and it's a good thing we opened the show.
Not sure up yet? How'd that go?
No, working on it. No, God, no. I need at least 2 years. Hell no, man. No, because you got to enjoy the married life and enjoy not having kids for a while, you know, because...
You're going to be poking holes in your condom. She can't afford to lose you.
Right, she can't.
She's going to pull a Nielsen on you. Remember my buddy Nielsen who poked holes in his condom to get that girl pregnant?
Yeah, because our friend Mike said, he was like, didn't he ask him, you know, I don't want this girl to leave me. What do I do?
Yeah.
How do I keep her? And he said, get her pregnant.
She was going to, because they were, what's that crazy religion?
Jehovah's.
Yeah, they're Jehovah's.
Yeah.
And she had children already.
And
he was breaking that marriage right up. They said, I can't think of any way that the elders who wore, like, druid robes and have staffs,
right.
I can't think of any way that they're going to let me
marry.
Be with her.
Right.
And Mike's like, hey, I bet you can get her pregnant. He's like, no, she won't let me fuck her without a condom. And Mike said, you can go ahead and poke holes in it. You know, sperm will swim right through that hole.
Oh, fuck.
And it worked out.
Yeah, it did. And it, yeah, I remember I saw him, like, right when she was, like, 9 months away. Well, she was, like, nine months in. I started at Walmart. I was like, oh, my God, Eric. I didn't say that to him. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe, like, Mike really did this to him. And actually took that advice. That's horrible advice. You ever hear from him again? Like, whatever happened to that guy?
Eric, I talked to him, like, a year ago.
All right. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, super Mike.
That's crazy.
Dude, you got Mike's number? I'm like, no.
No.
Dick.
Well, we
That's
do.
How I'm doing.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, well, it sucks about the manager, but I am kind of excited about Vince Carter coming into town.
It was a good year.
It was a good year.
That was a successful year.
Yeah, I don't feel bad like in, you know, 14 years ago when it happened. That time was just a travesty. We should have won that. This time, you know.
Remember we had a suicide pact together.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I put you in the dryer.
Shit.
I put you in the dryer and turned it on. Yeah. It didn't work.
Yeah, and a good best man speech. You got compliments on that one.
Yeah,
right?
Do you have that on tape or anything?
No. There was no.
Someone had to have taped that.
Somebody.
Right?
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, it was good though. You did
play
pretty
it
well.
On the show. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I should have kept my jokes I wrote down. They were very funny.
You should have.
I know what would get. He had to be there at the Greek wedding.
Yeah.
With all the turning in circles and crisscrossing his hands.
Yeah. It got a little.
The guy fucking singing in the background.
It got a little. Yeah, right. It got a little funny when you said, "Yeah, you know. Me and Carlito met, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, back then we were, you know, basically, what was it? No, you said that you, at some point you're like, you know,
No, you said that we both went to school together, and then I was still in school, and you were, you know, had a job in construction or something like that 10 years later. Something, you know, you said something like that.
Right. And no one got it. They didn't laugh at all.
No, I heard a couple gasps. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. You guys were in school for 8 years? Yeah.
And you told them that, you know, when we first met, we were into prank calls and being jerks.
Yeah,
and
for the most part,
we're still jerks, and Carlos is still into prank calls, so that was pretty good.
Yeah. Like, I brought it all together.
Awesome. Good deal. It all came
all right, I'm going to hang up.
All right, man. Yeah. But
hey, everybody in the Madhouse world. Fuck you, Milkman.
Yeah. Crazy Fucker says hi. All right, man.
Yeah, Crazy Fucker's the man. Fuck you, Milkman.
All right.
All right, man. I got to go to sleep. I got to be up at 4.
All right, man.
All right. Later.
Love that. See you, man. Bye.
I heard Cap in the background. Poor Cap.
What? No one gives a shit about me?
No. No one knows who you talk. You're old. You're like the new, you're new money when it comes to Puerto Ricans. When it comes to Madhouse, you're the pre-Andy era. So, Psychic Chalk, I see you in the chat room. How you doing?
I'm in a color era when it sucks.
Psychic Chalk, report what time you need me to go off the air, please, and I'll make it so. Hopefully
I'm in a second color era.
Sometime around after 11:30 so I can get my meat. That's right, Psychic Chuck. I got meat in the oven. It's being broiled right now as we speak. I know you want it. No soy sauce in that meat tonight, buddy.
Crazy Fucker, you're on the air.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
Doing great, bro.
Good.
Considering that the King of Pop died today, did you hear about that shit?
You don't say. King of Pop.
The King of Pop, yeah, I thought Michael Jackson, you know,
the soda bear,
was a rock and roll artist, but everybody that I've been talking to says, no, he was the King of Pop.
Yeah, but he was a rock, yeah, he was more, I guess he was kind of both. He came around the time didn't he come around the time that pop really started? That type of pop that we talk about now? He would be the King of Pop, you know.
Fuck it, man, I consider that guy a fucking King of Rock and Roll, dude.
You do, okay.
I gotta say, man, shit, dude, if I had one-tenth of the moves that dude had, if I had one-tenth of the singing ability and performing ability and just plain old fucking putting on a show, man, I wouldn't be a fucking sitting here like a fucking... Fucking asshole. That guy is a great fucking man.
Yeah. Hey, man, I've been listening to Alex Jones. Andy, you know, you just heard him on the air. He said hi to you, by the way. On the way to our bachelor party, we'll listen to an Alex Jones podcast episode. It was pretty interesting, and I've heard a few episodes since then. Gotta say.
Hey, bro, I understood that Alex was going to join up with the Sirius Network there.
Oh, really? I heard Rosie.
Yeah, I guess he's on XM.
Well, I guess he is. That's right. He does say he's on XM Radio. So they are, in theory. Good point. Good point, Crazy Fucker. Good for you.
Well, hey, man.
You get a gold star.
Hey, man, I really do, man. I really say this, man, that it's like...
What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
A Man in the Mirror.
Oh, you like that one, huh? You like the
song? Oh, I love that fucking song, man. One night, I took a hit of acid years ago, right?
Okay.
And I, like, drank a bunch of fucking beer and smoked a bunch of pot, and I was partying... with fucking Fairweather friends.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I found myself all alone, man. And that song came on the fucking radio just when I was about ready to commit suicide, man.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? So Michael Jackson saved you? No wonder you love him so much.
Well, I wasn't going to get ready to commit suicide. I was going to get ready to kill some fucking people. But then that song came on the radio. But isn't it the same thing? If I kill somebody, isn't it the same as killing myself?
In the eyes of God, it is. You might as well kill God at the same time. But we grow up
well,
to kill our
gods. I don't know about God, you know. I know there's a great spirit out there that gives life to every living thing on the fucking planet.
Crazy Fucker, you ever see that Farrah Fawcett poster that had her with the nipples out in the red?
Oh, shit, dude. I was much younger when that came out, dude.
Right. You hit it. Did you whoop off to it? I know you did. Be honest.
Well,
back then,
when that poster came out, I had a girlfriend that looked
About fucking twice as good as she
oh,
looked.
Oh, come on now.
So
wait, crazy fucker. Now, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
one,
really, dude.
You know, one week out of every month is whoop-off week. You know that, right? Come on now. You know you did.
Whoop-off week? I don't know what whoop-off
week. Whoop-off week. One week out of every month is whoop-off week. You know, the painters are in town. You got to take care of business yourself. Let's put on some Michael Jackson and... go for it.
Well, no, dude, that I'm saying when that poster of Farrah Fawcett came out, dude, I had a girlfriend that was twice as good looking as she,
mm-hmm.
that used to jack me off when I was too lazy to jack off.
Well, that's good. What kind of work did you do back then that you were so tired? Were you in a mine?
No, man, I was like, I was pretty much doing the same shit I'm doing right now, which is a whole lot of nothing except just living my life and being here now and living in the moment and
kick ass, man.
And back then, like now, man, I could still have, you know what? I could still have the same fucking chick. I could still have the same chick that used to beat me off back then is now, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm. What?
Except the chick back then, she ripped my cock off, and now I ain't got a cock to beat off with no more.
Just like Michael Jackson. So you ever have sex to any Michael Jackson songs?
Well, actually, you know what? I think that... I wish that I could have got hooked up with Michael Jackson. I'd have let that man fuck me in my butt.
Okay.
I would have let him fuck me in my butt.
All right. Yeah, I could totally dig that, dude. Yeah, and we all feel like that. A lot of people are coming, you know.
Didn't that fucking guy, what's his name?
Robin Williams.
That little fucking dude.
Robin Williams huh? fucked him in the ass. Yeah.
No, what's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin,
didn't that shit?
Man, look where he, man, that guy's got $1 million.
And he's
bank,
rich.
Right?
And he fucked his way to stardom. You know he did it. You know it. He's a fucking whore. All right, crazy fuck, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Hey,
man.
Well, anyway, Carlito, don't let me go yet. I got one more thing to say.
Love, peace, and joy. Go ahead.
I got one more thing to say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
All right, I was just kidding you about that. I wouldn't let...
All right, good deal. He's kidding. All right, everybody, we're going to do the next call of the night, and I have no idea what it is. This one goes out the crazy fucker.
Well, that was a lightning, wasn't it? Oh, it
was. It was a solid performance by crazy fucker.
Michael H. Jackson hated Jews, you know. He hated Jews very much. He hated Jews. He said, Jews, Jews. Didn't he do a song once where he said, like, Jew me, kike me, and they made him take it out? I mean, I can see where he's coming from. I don't think it's right, but I understand. Oh, psychic chick wants to go at midnight. You can kiss my ass, fucker. Maybe go on if I say you can. Oh.
Am I on?
Yeah. Hey, is this Jane or is this Mr. Wilkins at all? The Wilkin residence? Stupid. I can't just answer a fucking simple question.
I'm going to move for a cheeseburger like right now. Like nobody's business. Hello. Hello, asshole. Alrighty. It's that kid again. Stupid ass. Okay, well. Seeing as things are going nowhere fast, I say we go ahead and take that break I was talking about, and I'm going to have some rare meat. Woohoo! Excuse me. Athena thinks she doesn't know how to cook anyway. How does she know if it's going to be ready or not? When we come back, a lot more numbers to get to. We'll be taking your calls at 1-888-278-8509. Please be sure to visit our website, madhouselive.com. Madhouselive.com has a lot of free prank calls. Whoops. Madhouselive.com has a lot of free prank calls you can check out, etc., etc. Hang on, we got a phone call. Breaking news.
Breaking news, everybody, on the red line. Madhouse Radio, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know your dinner's ready.
Oh, yes, I'm about to take a break. That's awesome news.
Alrighty.
Alright, thank you.
No problem. It's in the oven.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Stop everything. It's time for food. Yay! I'll be back like in 20 minutes, if you're lucky. If I don't get the itis and fall asleep. The itis. The itis. When we get back, we got more numbers to do. As I sing, go to madhouselive.com and do some shit on me. Big what's up to everyone in the chat room right now. Lonesome Loser in the house. Maven, MST3, Clay, New. Testio was there. Busy Cat. See, Andy was there for a while. Sorry, I didn't get to give the ass shout out. What do you call the name? The white kid, Chris Ellibert, is there. Jake? I haven't seen Jake in a while. What's up, man? Coconine, etc., etc. I think I already said that. Also, don't forget everybody, our good friends over at syndicateradio.tv, where Psychic Chick will be starting in approximately 33 minutes. 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, midnight on the East Coast. Sidekick Chuck, they hate
now,
the Asian sensation.
What does Chuck Show do? Is he something about cleaning guitars?
No. He cleans his guitars and he cleans his guns live on the air. It's awesome.
That's how I understand it.
John Rick is in the house. Tall glass of water with the nice sexy legs. Corrupt Corruption, Lara S. Piss Jug, Sherry Ann, 1986. Psychic Chuck, some jerk off in there. Crazy Fuckers in the house. Sinus 6, where he said hi to her. Disturbed D, Double D in the house. And Fairy Dust Pink, who we mentioned before also. And the number 8.
Yay!
You know what I might do? I have an awesome, awesome Michael Jackson impression that I perfected over the years. And I think I might do it when we come back. I mean, don't put a lot of pressure on me. I'm kind of nervous when it comes to stuff like that. I don't want you guys laughing at me because I did it. But that's coming up. Alright. Hope you enjoy that. Anyway, we'll be right back in about 5 or 10... we're going to be back in about 5 or 6 minutes, to be honest with you. We're probably going to go on until about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And other than that, nothing else to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. 11:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right now. Yeah, that site's down. Oh, we got to talk about Jim Stewart also when we get back. Jim Stewart when we come back. Yay!
I followed him to the studio, but I was too late to stop him.
That's right! You'll never stop me! You're dead! You're not dead!
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long way of Tampa, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Hello.
Hey, man, speak with Pasquale, please.
Who's still speaking?
Hey, Pasquale, how you doing, you asshole?
Who's this?
I've got a problem with you.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, it seems to me you came down here, used our toilet, you didn't flush it, and now it's messed up,
so... What toilet? I never used it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You used my toilet here the other day, you son of a bitch. You retard.
What toilet?
My toilet. You know what? Describe it to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been in the house. I haven't been out.
Well, it was last week.
Nah, I don't use anybody's toilet, bro.
I got a good mind to go down there, Pasquale, and punch you in the chest.
For what? I don't remember. I swear on my mother. I don't know what house or what are you talking about.
Well, look, your mother's here right now with me having sex with me, and she's not
my
very
mother,
happy. Yes.
My mother's dead.
So how are you going to swear on somebody who's dead? What are you, a goddamn heathen now? Are you Muslim?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, really, man. You don't have to talk to me like that because I'm a human being. If I did something wrong, I would tell you.
You're not a human being in my eyes. You're a scum, worst of the earth, piece of crap. You listen to me.
What?
Come down here, you bring yourself a plunger, and you fix this horrible mess you made, or I'm going to...
I don't remember. I didn't do anything.
I'm going to rip all your leg hairs out and the hair off your ass.
You come over, I'm going to call the sheriff, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to call the sheriff. I'm a big...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a big vagina. I got a big vagina.
I'm Pasquale.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember. I don't use anybody's toilet, man.
Well, you owe me $5 for breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What toilet? Tell me who this is.
The white toilet. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
Don't know you.
Well, you do now, because you're going to come down here and fix it. You're going to get to know me really well.
I ain't fixing nothing, because I didn't break nothing. Well, I don't use anybody's toilet.
Well, you came down the street. You live right next door. You came down. You used the toilet. You took a big shit. And
I took a big shit.
Yes.
Man, it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.
Well, either you come down here and fix it, or I'm going to go down there and make you drink the toilet water out of your toilet after I take a big shit. See if you like it.
Pal, I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're getting, I don't know what you're talking about.
How big is your nose?
Hey, man, I'm going to call the sheriff.
I'm not afraid of you or your mother.
No.
Well, how big
is... I don't know what... Hey, look, if I did something, I would tell you.
Well, you're a
I
sinner.
I didn't use nobody's toilet.
You're a sinner.
I didn't use... I'm a what?
You're a sinner.
What's that?
You're a sinner. You sin against God.
Uh-huh.
How dare you come here to this church... and take a shit in the toilet.
The church? I know never. I haven't been in the church.
Well, the pastor said he saw you.
He's got the wrong guy. You bring the pastor here. I haven't been in any church.
Oh, now you're going to hurt the pastor.
Bring him here. Let him identify me.
You just threatened a man of the cloth.
I didn't threaten nobody.
You better confess your sins right now to the pastor, or you're going to hell. Sir?
Please enter your destination number now.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Taking the world by force.
98.6 ML.
Yes, hello, this is Ralph Littlejohn, and I'm applying in response to your ad that was under retail in this Orlando Sentinel from yesterday. I have experience with ad placement.
Okay, you're talking to an ad that was that the Orlando Sentinel placed?
Right, you folks put an ad here, it says new ad placement. I'm an ad placement, I have experience with ad placement in the newspaper, so I wanted to apply for this job.
Okay, read the whole thing to me.
New ad placement, for your convenience, Orlando Sentinel classified is available for new ad placement, 24 hours a day position, 7 days a week available. 365 days a year options. Call 800 and it has your number. So I wanted to apply because I have retail experience and ad placement experience.
Okay, sir, that is not a job. That's not.
But it's in the job offers. It says here job offers.
I realize that, sir, but it's not a position that we have available.
It's in the career builder.
I understand that, sir. If you would please let me finish my statement.
Why are you discriminating against me because I'm applying for a job?
Sir, I am not discriminating against you. I'm trying to explain to you why that ad is there.
Because it's an open position.
That is, no, it is not. What I'm trying to explain to you is that is what we in the business call a house ad. That is directed to the employer.
Yeah, okay, so this is the employer I'm calling.
Orlando Sentinel is not the
for
employer.
The employment. Yeah, okay.
We do not have any positions available in the retail section.
Okay, what is your fax number there? So I can send my fax or an email address?
What I can, if you will, you can find out what positions the Orlando Sentinel has available by going to our website, orlandosentinel.com.
Yeah, you can transfer me now. Can you transfer me there, please?
Sir?
Can you transfer me there now, please?
No, sir, I cannot.
You can't transfer me to get the jobs. This is not fair. I think it's because you know that you have the same job, that you're intimidated.
Sir, I am not intimidated. I am a customer service rep.
And that's why I'm trying to get a job in customer service ad placement.
Okay, sir. We do not, what I'm trying to explain to you is we do not have positions available.
This is horrible. It says here you have a position, new ad placement retail. Sales, new ad placement, retail, and then all of a sudden, oh, I don't have a position because you sound like you're going to make me look bad.
Sir, I am not an HR person.
Well, I asked you to transfer me, and you're refusing. You're blocking me here. You're interfering. You're running interference.
No, I am not interfering with you, sir.
What is your ID number?
I don't have an ID number.
Well, I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you to the career builder.
I don't work with in Career Builder, sir.
Transfer me now.
I don't.
I command you to transfer me.
sir, you can command me all you want to. I cannot transfer you to Career Builders because we are not part of Career Builders.
Okay, here's what here's
I want
my
to find out.
I'm going to ask you one question. If you look
let
on your
let me finish, please.
I can. I can. I have a problem with letting people finish stuff. Can I just
well,
can I just do mine first and then I'll let you do yours because I don't want to forget. It's a good point. Please?
All right.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much for being understanding and professional. Answer me yes or no. Is there a button on your telephone machine that says transfer?
Yes.
Push that button and then put the extension in for Career Builder and then press transfer. Now.
Sir, I
But you can finish what you need to say first.
I do not have a position. I do not have a phone number for Career Builders.
Well, who handles human? If you had to call your human resource director to see if your medical benefits were okay, what is that? You can transfer to that number, right?
No, sir, I cannot because our benefits are handled out of our office in Chicago.
Oh, the Tribune Company?
Yes.
Oh, that crap. Those Republicans. Please, maybe this is best that I don't get a job with you. Are you a Republican? Is that why that's what it is? Because I'm a Democrat. Maybe you're thinking, oh, we can't have this liberal here. I understand.
No,
it's okay.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's called blackballing.
If you will, I can tell you how to find positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
I just want you to know that Martin Luther King didn't sacrifice himself for this.
That has nothing to do with what you want.
Well, you're bastardizing the whole movement of free people.
No, I am not.
Shame
I'm
on you.
I'm trying to tell you how to, I am trying to tell you how to locate positions that are available with the Orlando Sentinel.
Do you have sticky pads there? I want you to write down shame and stick it on your computer monitor and leave it there for a week
I'm going to have to hang up with you now.
Shame.
Because you are insulting me.
Shame on you. I'm
and
shaming
I will
you.
Not continue to listen to it.
I'm holding my finger to the phone and I'm wiping it with the other finger. Shame. You hear it? Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your...
That was fun. Poor lady on a Monday morning getting a call from some wackanut. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Sure, we made her week.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Fuckers. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that, fuckers. That's Milkman talking. That's what he would say. I don't like that. I don't like... Ooh, look, I switch my camera. I give you a seizure, motherfucker. Enjoy your seizure, suckers. Can you imagine crazy fucker was... had smoked a lot of pot, drank a lot of beer or whatever, and did a hit of acid... and was standing in a room getting ready to kill some people in the room next to his, and he heard the song Man in the Mirror come on the radio, and he decided not to kill them. Do you think he started dancing in the mirror like Buffalo Bill? I think he did. That's how I picture it. He tucked it back. Oh, crazy fucker you. Alright, folks, do some more prank calls and call out a night. Nino asking, what meat is it? I don't know. A red meat. Red meat. That's all I know. It's red. If it's red, I like it. If it's white meat, I don't want it. I like dark meats and red meats. Because the rhymes I say, so Everyone in the Madhouse chat room, let me know what you think of the new setup. If you're in the Madhouse live site using the chat application there, let me know what you think. How's it look? Do you like? Let me know. Oh, my impression of Michael Jackson. We'll get to that later. We'll have to be off the air in syndicate because they might get a little... They'll make fun of me. It's an awesome impersonation of Michael Jackson. It's probably the best one you've ever seen. And it's amazing. You don't think I'd be able to do a good Michael Jackson impersonation, but this one is, like, perfect. It's spot on. Okay. All right, numbers from Lonesome Lure. We got a bunch that we never got to from the beginning. We got Tito's Hauling Service, where a gay guy answered. Capone's Pub and Grill. Wacko Soapplant? 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 Oh, Soap Plant Store, okay. Fabulous Cab, Pablo's Pub, Pablo's Pizza, Javier's Gourmet Mexicano, the General Warren Inn, Bob's Steak and Chop House, Fat Daddy's Burger House, Joe's Coffee Shop, Quick Thai Bistro, and Viva Michoacan, where a Latina woman answered at 10 p.m. over almost 2 hours ago. I don't know if that's going to work. All right, cool. We're going to call the Indian Place Restaurant and Bar. They're in Dallas, Texas. Stand by.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Is this the Indian Place?
No, you got the wrong number.
Can I place an order for Indian food, please?
You have the wrong number.
No, why does it say on my caller ID that I got called from the Indian Place at this number and you sound Indian to me? Huh?
I told you you got the wrong number, okay?
Are you Indian or not?
None of your business, man.
No, you're okay. Indian. Take my order, bastard. Banchud.
Fuck you, man.
Banchud, take my order now. Huh?
Fuck you. Call him back. See who's gonna fuck who. I'm not gonna fuck me.
Hello.
Whatever.
Please call. Hello?
Hello, yeah, I called in earlier and someone hung up on me and refused to take my order. Who is this?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm calling to make my order. I placed an order and never got delivered to me, and I'm calling to follow up. Right, don't you tell me that you're not the Indian place.
You had the wrong number, I told you.
Is this
okay,
a stupid Indian? Tell me now, where's my food?
Motherfucker, don't ever call this number.
Banchu.
Okay, I got your number. I'm going to, you know, get your number.
If you have my number, call me back.
Okay.
I doubt. You fucking liar.
Okay.
Banchu.
You fucking liar.
You fucking shit. Bastard. Vagina. Hello?
I'll fucking call. All right, I'll never call again. Good idea.
Hi, this is Pari from India Palos. Please leave the message and we'll call you back. Thanks.
Farika the Carlos.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, hi. I wanted to cancel my order from before. I know that I spoke to you earlier and you said you were about to close and I gave you the order of my credit card. Could you please call me back and let me know you canceled the authorization because that was on my company card? I'd appreciate it if you give me a call back. This is Valente. I called right before closing, I think you said, to make an order, and I would like to cancel it, please. Thank you.
I want to call back. I want to be all confused and talk to him.
You can touch your number.
I touch your number. Okay. We're going to call the Mexican place here. It's in the 702 area code. We also got a submission for a payphone from the white boy. Well, a little white kid. Keep in mind that Zola Vision is not on tomorrow. He's on vacation. The Psychic Check will be on next in about 5 to 7 minutes or so. I'm sure he's got a...
Cleaning his guitar.
I'm sure he's got a big fucking deal to do. Big fucking deal. Salt Lake City Airport payphone. You asshole. We'll do it.
He's got a new shellac he's going to put on his guitar there.
Good point, Christopher. Christopher, make it a good point. Keep your mother off the street and he will not be a motherfucker, all right. Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to cancel that order I placed in earlier today for the Papadoms.
Problem. You called the airport.
Yeah, exactly. I'm calling to cancel the order there.
Kid picking up the payphone.
Yeah, go ahead and transfer me over to I think it's extension 43, please.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I need you to hit transfer and then 43. Some kid at the airport. Oh. Actually, I had a better idea. I don't want to prank call airports, man. That's where, like, bad stuff happens, like terrorists. You make you take your shoes off there when you go talk. You don't want to fuck with those people. Jesus.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. For Goog, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound.
Hi, this is Buddy from India Palace. Please leave the message and we'll call you back. Thanks.
Wait, it is India Palace. What a fucking liar that guy.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, hi. I was calling again. I needed to get the confirmation that you canceled my credit card transaction, please. If you please call me back as soon as you can. 407-459-4534. Thank you.
And I'll keep calling until they pick up. What's your call of your number? Next week. Okay, new numbers from the UK from Lonesome Loser. Thank you, man. But we're going to do an international airport. We're going to call the international airport here in town, the Orlando International Airport. I was just there last week. My favorite airport. I thought they're going to answer. They don't really get any flights this late at OIA. Airport code MCO for McCoy Air Force Base, which it used to be. Yeah, today. Well, fuck. Hasn't been the best of nights tonight for prank calls, but we're still having a good time. If you'd like to call in, you can. The toll-free line is still open. It's 1-888-278-8509. Again, toll-free anywhere in the United States and Canada, 1-888-278-8509.
Chris, I was fucking around. You can come back in.
MST3 Clay saying, hey now, don't get confused, the original white boy. That's right, you're the original white boy, MST3 Clay. Good point. Thank you. Who got kicked? You kicked him? That's funny.
I was fucking around.
That's funny. Oh man, crazy ass. Evil Clown Whiff Horns was in the chat room. That's kind of scary. Good thing he's gone. That was Yucko in the house. And Nick served telling me that my password was approved. All right, good deal. Okay. I want to also make note here, Nunu, in your face, the United States beat Spain yesterday. And football, or as it should be called, soccer, the fourth biggest sport in the United States, soccer, So we beat Spain. It was like number one ranked and awesome and powerful. USA beat them yesterday. Very interesting. When is the World Cup anyway? I don't... Like, they have all these, you know, this cup and that cup and the other cup. And they have tournaments to qualify for the big tournament. I don't understand how it works. They got a bunch of confederations. It's just too confusing to follow soccer. You know? Because you got a Brazilian guy and he plays in Spain, and then the other part of the year he plays in Brazil, and the other part of the year he plays in Mexico.
People talking different languages. It's confusing.
Yeah, who wants to play that? I want to play some American football. Where football was invented was in America. That's why they call it American football. Real football, they should call it. Funny story, when we were leaving our cruise ship, where we're disembarking.
They do.
During the honeymoon.
They don't call American football. They call it football.
We were disembarking from the honeymoon, and we were going down the gangplank, and it had one side that said for U.S. citizens and passport holders, and the other side said non-passport holders or something like that. Non-citizens or something. And I told Athena in a very loud voice, I said, they should just make it say humans and non-humans. And there was a British family with children who were right behind us, and they heard me say it. And I got dirty looks from the lady and the guy, the mother and father, because I basically said that anybody who wasn't American was not human. And that's the kind of thing I do. That's my MO. I just want to share that with you guys. Pretty interesting. Nunes says the World Cup is the next year. Oh, man, that's going to be in South Africa. Boy, they're going to fuck that one up. Good idea. Let's have a World Cup in Africa.
Oh, boy.
Right
there.
Soccer and AK-47s coming to you next year. Get ready for it.
Wow.
Has it been 4 years since the last one? Nina says they have the Confederation Cup just so South Africa can practice hosting a tournament. Okay. Yeah, God, I think they need it. Yeah, it is total BS, because then with Germany, in a bunch of German towns, they had the World Cup games. They had, like, in Bonn and Berlin and whatever, Hamburger and Wienerstrassen what are those other big cities in Germany, man? East Berlin, right? They had a big game in the British sector.
Hamburg, I don't know.
Dusseldorf, Bavaria.
Munich.
Bavariadom, Transylvania, I think, is there too.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
You know, and then when they did the Korea, the one that was Korea and Japan split, and they did a bunch of cities. And when they did it here in the United States, the best World Cup, in my opinion, was the 1992 ones, because 1994, because I went to two of the games. Was it 94? Yeah. Yeah, it should have been. I went to two of the games. Because they had, they played here in Orlando, and the tickets were easy to get, because no one gives a fuck. So we ended up going, they were giving them out to high school students. They're like, please fill the stands. No one in the States wants to watch this shit, and we're going to look bad on AB, you know, like on international TV. So they basically gave away tickets to the World Cup. And then my friend was telling me, is that for real? I was like, yeah. So I got two free World tickets to World Cup games. Like, that's fucking crazy, man. You know how much I paid for mine. Yeah, but anyway, what I was trying to get at is like now, like, they're going to be in South Africa. They can't play it anywhere outside of Johannesburg. I mean, you can't go anywhere other than that for football, for soccer. You could get shot. It's a bad neighborhood. And the whole...
Well, yeah, I guess they're not going to go outside of Johannesburg.
That place
crazy?
Is a damn neighborhood. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
You forgot to mention Stuttgart.
Stuttgart. All right, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're are you a German fan, an Aryan, or a soccer fan?
No, I'm not really a soccer fan.
Are you a white national socialist?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right, well, good. Well, thanks for sharing. What are the big towns in Germany? Were you stationed there or something, or just Wikipedia?
No. I just followed the World Cup back then. And
Got out of it, huh?
Yeah.
It's all
soccer. The only soccer that's good is that World Cup soccer.
Yeah, it's a. And then you watch, and it's like they got, you know, Group A and Group B, and like, what the fuck is a group? Why? Well, I don't get it. And then they combine Group A and B and C.
Here in the U.S., they screwed that shit up.
What was that? The MLS in the U.S., they screwed it up?
MLS, Yeah, it's boring. I mean, nobody goes to the games and play in the big old football stadium.
Yeah, for what I heard, though, they were they got this move in an MLS to open up new stadiums that are smaller and profitable. Like, I think New York did it.
Yeah, and Chicago did it here. We got Toyota Park, and it's pretty nice.
How many teams are there? Isn't MLS down to, like, four teams or something, or five or six or something?
No, they got two teams in L.A. Yeah, San Jose, Chicago, New York, Columbus.
Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And two teams in Texas, I think. And
New York has, like, the Red Bulls. I know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, Miami, we had a team in Miami here in Florida, and we had one in Tampa Bay, the Mutiny.
Yeah.
And they're both gone. Yeah, they're both gone. You think they'd have at least one team in Miami. There's a lot of Hispanics there, and they're big on the soccer. I guess not. I mean, they got two in L.A.
Well, that's the problem. The stadium thing is the problem. They just build, they're playing these big old stadiums, and nobody comes to the game.
It's a money loser. So that's crazy. So L.A. has two soccer teams, two basketball teams, one baseball team, and a hockey team, but they still...
I guess two baseball teams, if you consider
Anaheim.
The Angels.
Yeah.
Anaheim.
Okay, so two, and then one hockey team, but they still don't have an NFL team. Can you believe that? The second biggest TV market in the country, and they don't have an NFL. They went from having two to having none.
Well, the problem is that nobody will go to football games in L.A. because it's too fucking hot.
Yeah, well, they have them here in Miami. They got the games all the time, and Tampa gets fucking hot.
Also, one reason, they got USC in L.A.
Okay. So they're big on college, but it's different days.
Yeah, they are.
I don't get that.
Because they got UCLA, USC, and...
Yeah, but they get played. Those are Saturday games. You know, they're opening a new league, too, aren't they? Like, I know Orlando's getting a new team from some new league that's going to be on Thursdays. They're going to play the games or something.
Yeah, it's going to be like a minor league like a developmental league for the NFL. And it sounds really sketchy to me.
As far as, you know, here living in Orlando kind of sucks because, you know, we're never going to get a baseball team because Tampa has one, and I guess they don't suck anymore. They used to.
I kind of heard that if the Rays, they don't get a new stadium down in St. Petersburg, that they might actually consider moving to Orlando.
Yeah, you see, you know when the Bucks, before they did their little turnaround where they're a little better now, they weren't going to get the new stadium. Raymond James, I guess, is the one. There was a big fight in Tampa not to approve it. And they were saying they were going to come to Orlando and play in the Citrus Bowl. And I was like, hell yeah, fuck, that's awesome. I don't care if the team sucks. Let a football team come to Orlando. It'd be awesome, NFL. But they ended up giving in the stadium to Tampa anyway. They got the new stadium, which is a nice stadium. I mean, what I understand, never been there myself. It's an easy move. We're right up the highway. Like I-4 starts in, it starts in Daytona Beach, then the halfway point's Orlando, and then it ends in Tampa. So for a team to have to move, it's a lot more economically beneficial for them to move, close to where their old market was, so diehards have a place to go to the game still, and they don't have to move all their shit far away. That's crazy, really. I don't know about that. I'll have to see into that.
Well, I think baseball would be the more logical sport to move to Orlando, considering... during the summer, a lot of families are coming down there to go to, Disney and Universal.
Well, there's always been talk that Disney themselves wants to bring either an NFL team or a baseball team, preferably an NFL team. And they had this deal on the table once where they wanted to get an NFL team in Orlando, and what they were going to do is that they would market like a family vacation for a weekend, where you would come, fly in Friday, Saturday go to Disney World, Sunday watch the game and fly out on Monday or Sunday night or something like that. Disney does a lot of weird stuff like that, but they think ahead. Like I know like two of their big hotels are wired for casino slot machines already. They're already set up for slot machines should, Florida ever legalize casino gambling. They're ready to pop them in there. Smart guys. But you live in Chicago, is it?
Yeah, outside Chicago.
You ever watch any arena football?
I got into it a few years ago. Because they used to have a really good deal with NBC, where NBC would telecast all games.
Yeah, basically.
They got that deal cut, and now they're not playing, anymore. So
yeah, they used to finish their season just about now. They would go into the playoffs in a little bit and all that. It was a really exciting time to be a. I was a big fan of the Predators.
Yeah,
they were a good team, and I think Chicago was it the Fire or something. What was Chicago?
The Rush? Chicago Rush.
The Chicago Rush. Okay.
Yeah, Mike Ditka owns them actually. The old
Well, hopefully they come back next season. I haven't heard if it's looking positive or not, but
yeah, a few teams are. I think most of the teams are coming back.
Okay, good.
I think yeah.
Cool. All right, man. All right, brother. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
It was good chatting with you. I don't know if you want to say your name, but our friend from Chicago, you know, spread the word, and thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing with us, man.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, brother, see you.
Bye.
All right, that's Chicago guy. Doing a little sports talk there, awesome. Dig it up. Okay. Anyway, coming up next, another prank call.
What happened? We're still on here?
That's right. You don't believe in sports. I remembered. You don't like them. Mr. Bill Sandwich is coming up.
Chicago. I heard Chicago, ring, ring, and then it. I love it. But I'm not a you lose the blues
in Chicago. Chicago. Fuck Chicago. It smells like a fart there, but it smells just like this.
It's a Bill.
Hi, how you doing? Is this Mr. Bill Sandwiches?
Yes.
Good. You guys are in Chicago, or you don't have any Chicago affiliation, do you?
What Chicago?
You don't do Chicago-style stuff, because I'm not down with that.
Chicago-style?
Chicago-style. You don't do any Chicago-style, because I'm not down with Chicago or anything from that nasty state.
No.
You don't do Chicago-style beans, anything, no Chicago meats?
No.
You have boar's head meat? What do you do?
No, I don't do nothing.
What kind of meat? Where's it from? Boar's head?
I don't know.
Okay, is it good meat?
Yes.
Okay, you make turkey sandwich, turkey club with bacon?
Huh?
Bacon, turkey bacon?
We don't have bacon to turkey.
You have turkey?
Yes.
You have bacon burgers?
No.
Ham?
Huh?
Could you have ham?
Yes.
Would you put ham in...
Ham-chi.
Would you put... Huh?
We have ham-chi.
Okay, I want you to take the ham, put it in the microwave for about 8 minutes. It becomes crispy, like, and we'll pretend it's bacon, okay?
We don't do with the hot sandwich.
No, we have a microwave there?
I have it, but we don't do hot.
No, I just want... Listen, I just want you to take the ham and put it in there for 8 minutes, and we'll pretend it's like bacon. And then we'll... Uh-huh.
We don't do hot ham, just cold ham only.
Just put it in the... But you have a microwave.
Yeah, I have it, but I kind of do it.
Why not? You don't have a hot license? What's
okay.
this? No, make
so
it ham.
You order?
Hot ham.
One order or no?
Yes.
We don't do hot, okay? Only the cold ham only.
Please. I'm calling back.
Can't do hot ham. Fucking asshole. I'll give him a hot ham.
No hot ham. Hot sheet. Ham sheet. Hello?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to call to let you know that there's been a death in the family. Is this Ghulam Muhammad?
Yes.
Yeah, there's been a death in the family. I don't know where you were. Did I wake you up? Were you already awake? Hello?
Who's speaking?
Someone passed away. I don't know if you were... Did you? Anybody call you ready to let you know what happened last night?
No.
Oh, yeah. Michael passed away.
Okay.
Michael Jackson. Did you see him in Egypt when he did the concert?
All right, good. Ghulam Muhammad is aware now. I'm going to keep letting the UK know as the numbers come in. You know anybody in the United Kingdom who needs to know that Michael Jackson died while they were sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning? Let us know. Send your request to Carlito at madhouselive.com. Thank you.
Coffee's the color of my turd. Coffee is the color when I shit. Let's take us along with this shit. Tucker gets so angry sometimes.
Automated directory assistance. What city and state, please?
I'm trying to call. Call directory assistance.
What the fuck is that about? Let's try that again, bastard.
Yes, hi, I'd like to make an order, please. Hello?
We are closed.
No, you said you're going to take my order.
We are closed already.
No, 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 not now. You're still open because I just came by and you said you were still open. Come on.
You have a lot of time?
Yeah.
I cannot pick up the phone with order. You can come here and pick up the order.
I'm going to pick it up.
No phone order.
No, I'm going to pick it up.
No, you come the order. We don't have order by phone this time.
No, you do. Then why did you, said you got ham cheese, right?
I told you we cannot order by phone. You come here to order by
phone. Then why did you want to take my order before over the phone, as long as it was a cold sandwich?
I think you're crazy. You have a lot of time.
You son of a bitch. You're lying. Come on, please put my ham in the microwave.
Okay.
Microwave
so you have
the ham.
A lot of time.
I do, because I want you to microwave.
Yeah. You have time, okay? You take shower and you sleep, okay?
I take shower and I sleep?
You understand?
What?
You understand what I say?
Are you disrespecting me?
You understand what I say?
If
you will have time, okay, you have to take shower and you go sleep, okay? You don't talk so much.
I have a what? What do I do? Don't hang up. What do I do? Tell me. What do I take? Explain. Hello? Didi Mao. What did he say, Tuck? Take a vodka sour and go to sleep? Hello?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Charlie.
You want to do that? Take a vodka sour and go to sleep?
Yeah, I guess I
together.
Will.
Spoon. You want to spoon together?
And mastered that guy.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we got here? Hang on. I think we're done like maybe one or two more calls. It's been a slow night tonight. But I really don't care.
That's what Michael Jackson would say. Be thankful for what we got. And that's something he doesn't have.
Hello, Ed.
Oh, hey. You said something about Hello. Dreams.
This is Wolfgang Fox.
Hello.
This is Wolfgang. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's Wolfgang there. This is Valente. There's an issue that someone passed away, and I needed a call to let you guys know. I need to make sure I have the right location. Is Wolfgang there?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I need to speak with Wolfgang. I'm calling from the United States, and there's been someone has passed away, and I'm calling to advise you. Hello?
Who are you?
This is Valente. I'm calling from the United States Consulate, and I'm calling to advise you that someone that you know has passed away, but I need to make sure that this is Wolfgang that I'm speaking with.
You are talking to Wolfgang Fuchs.
Fuchs. Okay, Mr. Fuchs. I just want to let you know that you have the sincere condolences from the United States of America and the State Department, and if there's anything we can do because of your loss, I'll be more than happy to help you out as much as possible. We have counselors standing by. And are willing to provide financial assistance if you need help to get to the United States for the funeral.
Okay.
I'm presuming you've already been advised of your family member that passed away.
I would have imagined so. Who are you talking about?
Michael. Michael Jackson passed away last night. Were you aware of this?
No.
Okay, well, if you're a little, I understand if you're a little affected. I understand. I've talked to a few people today, and when they find out, they get a little upset like you are. First of all, tell me your feelings about this.
What is that?
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson died of a heart.
Yeah, you know, I'm very tragic for him.
Did you know about this, or did you just find out from me?
No. Have a good evening.
Did you know that he died? Bye-bye. Did you know? Tell me the truth, please.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry we let him die. I'm sorry. I tried my best. All right, good.
Returning to main menu. You have one new message.
Like I said, it's very tragic. I understand. A lot of you know, people are affected. A lot of African Americans. Apparently we got someone to bite on that. What would the American consulate call to let you know? Yeah, by the way. Thanks, David. Good number. That was kind of fun. Thanks, brother. If you got another one, let me know. Who is that, your uncle or something? Wolfgang Fuchs. F as in fork, baby. Hello?
What?
Karen?
Yeah?
Karen, hi. I'm calling from the consulate. My name is Jack Valente. I had to call them, actually advise you of someone that passed away overnight. I need to verify first that I'm speaking to the right parties. Is this Karen Morton, or do I have the wrong number?
You have the right number.
Okay, good. I don't want to alarm you, ma'am. I'm presuming you've already been informed. I just want to, on behalf of the United States State Department, I want to offer you our sincere condolences over the passing away of your family member. And if there's anything that we can do, we do have counselors standing by. If you'd like to come over after, we should be opening her up around 8 o'clock. You're more than welcome to come in. We'll be happy to provide you with breakfast. And should you need any financial assistance or assistance booking a flight to the United States for the funeral, we will be more than happy to assist you if necessary.
I don't know anybody in the United States.
No, there was someone who's visiting the United States. Oh, you don't know about this yet?
No.
I was told that you had already been informed about your family member that had passed away.
But I don't know anybody that's gone to the United States.
Well, he's not from the United States. He's from a different place. I mean, I'm presuming from the UK, but they're on holiday.
Right.
Well, I apologize. What are your feelings on the situation? I mean, one of the most important things to do is talk when we lose a loved one like this.
I
have a master's degree in psychology and I'm a licensed, you know, physical therapist. So, if you don't feel comfortable while talking, I mean, when was the last time that you saw Michael?
Michael who?
Michael Jackson. He died last night. He had a cardiac arrest and he died.
Right.
So I'm sure you're greatly affected being from Britain. So I'm calling from the United States consulate to console you. For consolation.
Right.
So what's your favorite Michael Jackson moment? Maybe we could talk about that together.
You said when it's 4:06 in the morning, the children are asleep.
I'm sorry?
The children are asleep. It's a case of it's 4:06 in the morning.
Well, did they wake up?
Yes.
Could you let them know that Michael, he was really good into children. Could you let them know to pray for Michael? Like right now, could we all pray together? Okay.
I will.
Ask him to pray right now because, I mean, the sooner we do it, the better. He might end up not going to heaven.
I think he will.
No, I don't think so because he did bad things. Can you please just pray with me right now for Michael Jackson?
I prefer not to, if you don't mind.
Are you're not Catholic, are you? Did you like Michael Jackson?
Yes, I did.
What was your favorite Michael Jackson song?
I don't know. There were quite a few that I liked.
Did you like his fast songs, his slow songs? You remember Man in the Mirror?
Yeah.
You remember how it went?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't. Well, did you like Billie Jean?
I liked quite a lot.
Quite a lot. Did you ever see him in concert? I did 3 times.
Did you? Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. And I was gonna see him in London, but now he died. The asshole.
That's a bit tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you remember that one time that his hair caught on fire in the Pepsi commercial? Wasn't that funny?
That
crazy Michael. He's so silly. He lit his hair on fire in an accident. He was running around. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I can hold if you want to. Can you get your children? I'd like to talk to them.
No, because they're asleep.
Oh, are they high school age or how old? Are they teenagers?
I am going to go. I'm going to put the phone down.
Okay.
All right, and I'm really sorry.
All right. You sound quite cute. Are you in your 40s or what age are you? I just turned 30. All right.
Interesting. All right, cool. Well, we woke up the children and let them know that Michael died. Yay! More numbers in the UK from
Michael,
our good
died.
Friend.
Yay!
Your good friend David just sent in a number for Ronald Dick. All right, let's do it.
Hi.
We've been waiting for this day for quite a while.
Can it be a new news?
Her name was Merle, the Manchester lady who always
says...
Hello? Yes, hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from I'm calling from the U.S. consulate. I was calling with notification over someone who's passed away. Is this Ronald Dick or the residence of Ronald Dick?
This is... hold on, I'll put you through to Ronald Dick.
Okay, good. We have gone through to Ronald Dick, correct?
Hello, yes.
We had some problems with the switchboard. Sir, I want to let you know that I understand that someone special has passed away overnight. I'm certain you got the phone call already advising you of this. I just want to let you know that we do have counselors standing by here at the U.S. Consulate, and we do have grief counselors also to assist you. Should you need any financial assistance with getting to the United States for the funeral for any reason... we will be assisting with grants and no expenditure.
Okay. Thank you very much, but I don't need anything. Okay.
Okay. Well, did you want to discuss the special person that passed away? I understand that.
No, thank you.
You don't care that you don't care that someone special to you passed away. Do I have the wrong?
Yes, but I don't want to discuss it. Thanks a lot.
Well, it's Michael Jackson that died, sir.
I know, sir, but...
isn't it horrible?
Much, okay?
I feel bad. Do you want to come to the United States here? We'll fly you over here, and you can sing.
No, thank you.
Well, you don't like Michael?
Yes, but I think it's 6 o'clock in the morning here, and I'm half awake.
Well, it's 12:40. Well, if you're awake, then let's just... Do you remember that song, Man in the Mirror?
I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Why don't you look at the man in the mirror? Why don't you look in the mirror right now and tell me what you see? Tell me.
Sorry, I have to go. I'm terribly sorry.
Whatever. Beat it. Asshole.
Son of a bitch.
Haha, you're so clever.
Hey, guess what, Tuck? You're banned.
So, hey, what's the most of Jim Stewart's thing?
Jim Stewart sent me an email saying that he was through with prank calls and he pulled his website off completely and he cursed me out in email for no reason. Apparently, Jim Stewart has been trying
what
to...
A woman could
Here's what happened. The Madhouse Live website got infected with some kind of virus. And I told... there were only 3 people that had FTP. It was an FTP virus. It means that someone who had FTP access on their computer... got a virus on their computer, and it connected to the website and put ads on it. So I emailed 3 people. I emailed myself. I emailed Hollywood Vanya and Jin Stewart. Those are the 3 people who had FTP access to the Madhouse server. And I said, please, I don't know if it was you. I did a virus check. My stuff is locked down. So please make sure you check your computers for viruses, and I changed the passwords. Please don't log in until you... one of you lets me know who had the virus or whatever. So Jim Stewart got mad thinking I was accusing him of it. I don't understand what his problem was. He got upset. And he came back saying that he never wanted to... that obviously he doesn't have viruses and this and that. And then apparently I found out through other sources, we'll rename unnamed, that apparently...
He's going to get short-tempered anyway.
Yes, but apparently Jim Stewart... So apparently cut off to him and he's disappeared off the face of the face of England. So that's what happened. I get questions all the time. What happened to Jim Stewart? Jim Stewart did a bad thing, and he got kicked off, and he ran away. He ran. I don't even know if he's alive.
No, that's what he was doing. And it
Testio's asking us to call the crazy black bus driver. She doesn't want to answer our calls anymore. I know who you're talking about. I forgot her name now, but I know who you're talking about. That's Milkman's ex-girlfriend. Nunu says Jean Stewart's an American bastard. That's true.
Oh, you and your Indian pagwan. Indian style. Now let's walk. English style.
The last 5 months have been unbelievable. I cannot even keep up with the shit that's flying. I'm serious. I'm way behind. I try to keep up, but then I have to take a nap. Michael Jackson? That's all I got to say. That really is all you have to say. You don't even have to say anything. You don't even have to say a joke. Everybody's got it. Everyone has a vision in their head. As soon as you say Michael Jackson, you see a guy, a fucking deformed fuck running around with a goddamn monkey. You go, what the fuck? He's become a punchline. Yes, Michael Jackson is a punchline to any joke you want. If you forget the punchline of a joke, all you got to say is Michael Jackson. Two Jews walked into a bar. Michael Jackson. Why'd the chicken cross the road? Michael Jackson. And so the farmer brought his daughter to the dinner table. Michael Jackson. It works for fucking anything.
And is a good-looking guy. But ain't the most masculine fellow in the world. See, but that's Michael's hook, his sensitivity. That's what women be saying, Michael's just so sensitive. And they eat that shit up. Mike know, too. He be using women in concert. I see Mike walk up to girls and they be in the audience. He say, is it all right if I come down there and sing to you? And the women go, ah! Then if you don't scream, Mike will get real sensitive and cry on your ass. Did you hear that record, She's Out of My Life? Mike will go, so I've learned that love's not possession. And I've learned love won't win. Love needs expression, but I learned to Tito, get me some tissue.
And just to confirm, I did check Drudge Report, and apparently, according to them, Michael Jackson is unfortunately still dead. All right, then.
Yay!
Talk. Really, come on. Jeez. More numbers from Lonesome Loser here. We're going to start wrapping things up here pretty soon. Brenda Hodgson, Alan Miles, both in England, both needing to find out about the situation in the United States.
I'm drinking Jesus juice to his memory right now.
That's right. I forgot about Jesus juice. That is right. Good point. Good point, sir. Calling wine Jesus juice. I mean, seriously, people. Seriously. What's the point? Oh, my God. And the best thing about it is the fact that, I don't know if you ever heard that whole story when they had the whole, when the kid was talking about all the things he did in the plane. Apparently, and why I like Michael Jackson, because I know for a fact the guy like prank calls. You want to know how I know that? And you can Google it if you want, but if you Google it and you look right, you will find out the fact that one of the things he did with that kid, the last one that he was, accused of doing stuff with, or there was a whole thing with, he was acquitted, of course, so he didn't do it. But apparently they were on Chris Tucker's jet. Him drinking wine out of a Diet Coke can, calling it Jesus juice with this kid, and they picked up the satellite phone on the plane and were prank calling people. And apparently Michael Jackson was asking women if their pussy stinks. And if you could just imagine for a moment getting a phone call from a person who sounds like Michael Jackson. I'm not kidding. Does your pussy stink? Can you imagine what that sounded like? Does your pussy stink? Does your pussy stink? Oh, I'd be like, I'd start laughing. That'd be really funny. So, I mean, can you imagine? So, yeah, I mean, it's this damn shame, but, you know, perhaps with some time, he would have discovered Madhouse Radio, might have been a big fan, might have even made an appearance with us, and, you know, we'll never have that now.
He probably listened all the time. We never do, you know, listening. He probably was a chat room member as far as we know. We don't know.
He's probably Saigon the whole time. And look how mean we were to him. He could have paid for all our bills. Yeah. Yeah.
All well, right. He deserved it.
Okay.
Because Saigon was an asshole.
All right, two more calls to the UK and we're out of here. Alan Miles coming first. Stand by.
Then I found out Michael Jackson was looking for me. And I was like, yo, when Mike, I found my manager called me up and said, yo, man, Michael Jackson is mad. I was like, so? You know, because I fucked Mike up, you know. Mike don't weigh but a buck 05, you know. I bust that ass on Mike. I was looking for Mike. But my manager said, you know, we don't know everything about Michael Jackson. He might be this bad motherfucker behind closed doors. He's a recluse, you know, behind closed doors. He might be completely different. And I'd be at a party and have Michael walk up to me one day and be like this.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah, what's your motherfucking problem, man? Well, how come you keep fucking with me then, huh? What's all the motherfucking joke? You don't like my clothes? What's your motherfucking problem? You know that I'm Michael motherfucking Jackson, I will bust your ass. Get the fuck out of my motherfucker. I'll moonwalk all up and down your ass, motherfucker. You mind your motherfucking business. I hear some more shit, I'm gonna put this glove up your ass. I'll see you later. That's a dumb. I've been trying for 5 months to do the moonwalk, and I can't do the shit. This shit is the dumbest dance ever, because I can't do it. That's why I say it's stupid. But how can you do the moonwalk and ask a woman to dance and shit? Be at a party and say, hey, baby, come on, let's dance. See you later. Do the moonwalk. That's some stupid shit. Michael can do that shit, though. Michael's so famous. Michael went on television, and everything he says, the public believes. Went on television and said, I don't have sex because of my religious beliefs, and the public believed it. I don't know, brothers like, get the fuck out of here. And white people are going, that Michael's a special kind of guy. He's special. I mean, he's good, clean, and wholesome. Y'all believe it? You know how I knew y'all believed it? Y'all didn't get mad when he took Brooke Shields to Grammys. Nobody white said shit. And Brooke Shields is the whitest woman in America. That's Miss America every year. Brooke, fuck who you see with the crown. Brooke, you look at white woman in a dictionary, be a picture of Brooke like this. She's white. And this nigga took it to Grammys. Nobody said shit. If I took Brooke Shields to Grammys, y'all lose your mind. Because y'all know Brooke would get fucked that night. And Brooke knew, too. That's why we go in this year. No.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Yay! Rest in peace, Eddie Murphy. Here's the next one. Hello?
Hello?
Why are you breathing on the phone? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hi. This is Eddie. I was calling from the U.S. Consulate to advise you that we have some grief counselors standing by. I understand you had a loss, someone that passed away, and, you know, if you need any assistance financially to get to the funeral.
Oh, for goodness sake, at 6 o'clock in the morning, he woke me up 3 times for this bloody phone. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. You had someone pass away. We went off your controls.
What's that word bloody anyway, huh? What's that about? It's disgusting. Jesus fucking Christ.
You're bloody.
Oh, fuck you.
You're blood on your hand.
Fuck you in your ass, old woman.
Meanwhile, Michael Jackson is freed in a motherfucker smelling like little boys' booty holes, and I'm supposed to be excited. Fuck Michael. I know I'm supposed to be happy because he used to be black. I know. I remember. Fuck that. Michael forgot he was a nigger. He forgot he was a nigger. That it was us supporting him. We had that big-ass, greasy-ass, bell pepper-ass nose. That was us. Didn't the motherfucker want to get white? We kept giving the nigga chances and shit with the Villa Lago shit. You know that ain't no real goddamn shit. What nigga you know called Villa Lago? It'd be a line as big as a motherfucker to catch Villa Lago. You mean I can get my credit rating up to 720 by catching this shit? Fuck Michael. Fuck him. Fuck him. I don't give a fuck how good you can sing and dance. I got babies, you nasty motherfucker. You can't play with little boys' booty holes. And some of y'all looking at me like, I can't believe you saying that. It's a setup. Fuck a setup. Don't nobody say the same shit about you for 20 goddamn years. What the fuck is you talking about? If a motherfucker call you a crackhead for 20 years, bitch, you are smoking crack. Whitney done smoked her kneecaps off, and we still talk about, fuck Michael. He spent his whole life trying to be a white woman. His whole motherfucking life. Then as soon as a nigga get in trouble, now he wanna be surrounded by Muslims and shit. Michael, you ain't no motherfucking Muslim. You can't even be a Muslim. You got a white woman pork face. How you gonna be a Muslim? Half your face is pork, Michael. Fuck Michael. Gonna get on TV and lie to us and tell us shit don't make no fucking sense. This nigga climbing up in trees and shit. Talking about, don't you climb trees? No, motherfucker. We got bills and shit. Take your Peter Pan ass and make some peanut butter or some shit. Fuck Michael, telling niggas that done paid good money for him, telling us shit that don't make no goddamn sense. Talking about he put his nigga dick in a white woman and came out with two babies that ain't mixed. Who the fuck do you think you talking to, nigga? I'm a grown motherfucking man. You put a nigga dick in a white woman and got two blonde, blue-eyed babies? Nigga, fuck you. Fuck you. One of them babies' name is Blanket. You can't name no nigga baby Blanket. You can't name a nigga baby nothing soft. Not Blanket, Quilt, Comfort, or none of that shit. Fuck Michael. We know what the fuck Michael doing. We been knowing how Michael was. If you don't believe me, tell me when's the last time Michael was in a relationship that you believed. Don't worry, I'll wait. When was the last time you was like, Michael is fucking the shit out of that bitch? Not never. That motherfucker showing up to press conferences. He got Emmanuel Lewis sitting on his motherfucking lap. And we like, oh, that's cute. Forgetting the fact that Emmanuel Lewis was 26 motherfucking years old at the goddamn time. Fuck that nigga. He just on the balcony picking little boys out. Just...
I like him.
Michael can't fucking lie to me. I'm a grown motherfucking man. I love bitches. That's my shit. I love bitches. So if you go to my house, there's certain shit at my house that ain't for me. It's for bitches. I got a regular bed with regular pillows, and I got two pillows with a silk cover on it. That's not for me. That's in case bitches want to come over there and they don't feel like wrapping their goddamn hair up. They ain't got to fuck up their perm fucking with a nigga. Because I love bitches. That's my shit. If you go to my house, it's Alizé at my house. I don't drink no motherfucking Alizé, but bitches do. And when they come over there, I want them to feel comfortable. Now, what the fuck would Michael need in his house if he was trying to make little boys feel comfortable? I don't know, a goddamn amusement park, some motherfucking animals, some video games, some free candy. You notice all the kids on trial was the same. It was all either sick or slow, or used to have cancer, or couldn't speak English good. You notice it wasn't no little nigga kids on trial. You notice that, didn't you? You know why? Because it's hard to fuck a nigga child. That's why. I could take my son to Neverland Ranch right now. I bet you Michael can't fuck him. My son will be sitting in the driveway like, Mr. Jackson. I thought we was going to Lil Bow Wow's house. I'm finna call my daddy. I am the boy, Damon. You finna get it. Y'all been all that. I appreciate it.
Yay, Cat Williams. I'm ending the show. Show's over. Executive decision show machine has ended. Thank you. Milkman, take us out of here.
Thank you, Milkman.
All right. seriously, seriously. Dude, seriously. I want to thank Tuck for helping out tonight. I also want to thank Coconut for being in the chat room. Lonesome Loser, of course, can't do without you, man. Lots of good numbers there. We had fun with that. An average show. Nunu also checking in today, helping out as well. Thank you, sir. I want to thank everyone who showed up in the chat room, Maven and the others. I want to thank David in the UK for sending numbers in the UK with funny names. That was kind of fun, too. And Crazy Fucker for calling in. The guy from Chicago for calling in. And that one white boy, the white kid. Little white boy called in also. Thank you. All right, folks. That's it. We're out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week.
DuckerMike.com.
DuckerMike.com.
Good night.
Fucker. Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two.
Hey, that's hilarious.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.